thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kotal on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Raycam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinghuo Cable TV, Yongzhai Lei Cable TV and Globalview Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Tinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also visit us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Zambian President Rupia Banda pledges to safeguard lives. In community news, US President Barack Obama makes time for children with sickle cell disease. In good governance news, a county in Formosa or Taiwan promotes vegetarianism in schools. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, May 14th, internationally famous German conductor Dr. Otto Klemperer was born in 1885. Considered one of the great conductors of the 20th century, Dr. Klemperer was highly regarded for his Germanic repertoire, especially Beethoven, Brahms, and Mahler. In the late 1920s and early 1930s, Dr. Klemperer was musical director at the Kroll Opera in Berlin. He received the Goethe Medal in 1933 for his contributions to German culture. Among Dr. Klemperer's other positions were director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra in California, USA, from 1933 to 1939, and principal conductor for life at the London Philharmonic Orchestra in England beginning in 1955. We are thankful to the rich recording legacy of Dr. Otto Klemperer, which is still enjoyed by many today.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Kyrgyzstan. On April 15th, heavy rains, melting snow, and erosion from regional overgrazing of livestock caused a landslide in a mountain village of South Kyrgyzstan's Jalalabad province, resulting in the loss of 16 lives. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately donated $10,000 for our association's relief team to deliver emergency assistance if possible. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $224,000 in supply support in the United States based on Kyrgyzstan's cost of living.
Our association's relief team from South Korea went to the affected Raekomo village of Jalalabad province, covering travel and related expenses with their own funds. They found the surviving families staying together in cramped conditions, saying that they were most in need of shelter. Our association's relief members thus distributed the cash donation from Supreme Master Qinghai for them to rebuild their homes and purchase necessary urgent items. The relief team also delivered a 15-kilogram box of clothing. The landslide victims, as well as other local residents, expressed their sincere thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai.
We too are grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's detailed care that reaches those even in the most remote regions. We also appreciate the diligent efforts of our association's relief team. Our prayers for the soon restoration to normal life of our Kyrgyz brethren, as we pray that unfortunate events such as these are lessened with our gentler regard of all beings in the ecosphere.
Heavy rains sweep through Guatemala. Torrential rains have left nearly 4,000 people homeless as hundreds of homes were damaged in the worst-hit Chisec municipality of the Alta Verapaz Department as well as Dolores and Petén. The National Coordinator for Disaster Reduction has alerted local committees to help monitor and address immediate needs.
We thank Guatemala's National Coordinator for Disaster Reduction and all working to ease the situation for the storm affected. Our prayers for their protection and smooth return to productive daily life as we work to improve our treatment of the earth for the minimizing of weather extremities such as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Health experts had previously warned about pandemic.
The number of swine cases continues to climb, with around 6,300 throughout 33 countries. New cases arose in Canada, China, Hong Kong, United States, and United Kingdom.
Three schools in Inverclyde, UK, were closed for 7 days due to the likelihood of swine flu diagnosis in several of their young students. In a study published in 2006, the US-based National Institute of Health had warned that intensive livestock operations could lead to a pandemic.
The study stated that domestic animals, especially poultry or swine, in confined animal feeding operations or CAFOs, are amplifiers for new strains of influenza, and that the human workers at the facilities become bridges carrying the disease to the general population. As U.S. biologist Dr. Robert G. Wall stated in an interview with the German political magazine Report Mainz, "It's not H1N1 that we have to worry about, but rather the process that creates an extremely virulent virus out of the less contagious flu virus. And this process is greatly accelerated by cramming together hundreds of thousands of chickens or pigs."
In an interview with Supreme Master Television, Professor of Medicine Dr. José María Peña at the University Autonoma de Madrid, Spain, reminded us that mad cow disease also evolved from animal agriculture operations.
¿Por qué cree que son las granjas de animales en general una preocupación para los expertos de la salud? ¿Por qué estas situaciones amenazan al público en general?
Ya tenemos una experiencia para recordar que cuando tuvimos las enfermedades por priones, la enfermedad de las vacas locas, fue el cambio de alimentación del animal estabulado utilizando carcasas de ovejas lo que precipitó que traspasara de una especie a otra y nosotros la cogiéramos a través de las vacas, ¿no? Entonces la gente ya es muy consciente de que determinadas formas de producción de alimentos puede suponer un riesgo desde el punto de vista de enfermedades infecciosas.
Dr. Peña also addressed the risks inherent in over-medicating animals with antibiotics, which could lead to antibiotic-resistant infections.
He hablado con amigos veterinarios, he intentado buscar información y no he encontrado una explicación científica válida y razonable de cuál es el beneficio de usar antibióticos en la crianza de animales. Ignoro el beneficio, desde luego económico debe serlo porque les debe resultar rentable, ¿no? Pero el inconveniente es obvio, compartimos bacterias con muchísimas otras especies de mamíferos o aves. Si esas bacterias están expuestas a antibióticos, acabarán mutando, siendo resistentes y llegarán a nosotros.
Our heartfelt thanks to Drs. Peña and Wallace for their concern and caution of the health risks posed by factory farming practices. May our expanding awareness of factors such as these motivate a worldwide transition to the hygienic plant-based diet that brings peace to the animals as well as ourselves.
Belgian city becoming veg once a week to save lives and the planet. Thursday's launch of vegetarian lunches throughout Belgium's second largest municipality is the first of its kind in the world, where Ghent city employees and officials will be eating meat-free options once a week.
Based on the UN report documenting livestock's substantial greenhouse gas emissions as well as health problems like obesity, the measure also means that schools will herald the new academic year with this same program as cafeterias adopt a weekly schedule of serving hot veg meals to over 2,000 students throughout the city. Ghent's Deputy Mayor, Mr. Rudy Codens, explained, "We want to demonstrate to the children that you don't have to eat meat every day." The city is also printing veggie street maps for easier access to the region's veg restaurants.
Way to go, Deputy Mayor Codens and Ghent! A big bravo for your city's progressive program that raises awareness and enhances the health of residents citywide. We can't wait to see more regions joining this rewarding endeavor for the benefit of both people and the planet.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lower blood pressure,
lower cholesterol levels, reduce type 2 diabetes,
prevent stroke conditions, reverse atherosclerosis,
reduce heart disease risk 50%, reduce heart surgery risk 80%,
prevent many forms of cancer, stronger immune system,
increase life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ,
conserve up to 70% clean water, save over 70% of the Amazonian rainforest from clearance for animal grazing.
A solution for world hunger. Free up 3,433 billion hectares of land.
Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, or half the world's grain supply.
Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production.
Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain cleaner air.
Save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming.
Plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green.
For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/harms-benefits-flyer.
Disabled soldier completes marathon. Major Philip Packer, a 36-year-old British soldier who was told after being severely injured in Iraq that he might never walk again, has completed the more than 42-kilometre London Marathon on crutches over the course of 13 days. This achievement was the second of a three-challenge mission to raise $1.5 million for Help the Heroes charity to benefit veterans. Major Packer has already accomplished a rowing mission across the English Channel in 15 hours and is planning next to climb El Capitan in Yosemite National Park in California, USA. He says that while he is very grateful for all the help given to him, he now wants to be able to give back. Major Packer, you have our utmost respect and admiration for your outstanding example of determination and goodwill. You will surely continue to inspire us all as you reach for the stars through your wish to benefit others.
Bollywood stars bring animal welfare to forefront. Indian actors John Abraham, Selena Jaitley, Shilpa Shetty, and Malaika Arora Khan are collaborating with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, India, to help promote public awareness about cruelty to animals. Both Ms. Shetty and Ms. Arora Khan have appeared in advertisements about the suffering of circus animals as well as the inhumane practice of keeping elephants in captivity. PETA representative Anuradha Sani stated that the effect of the celebrity campaigns has been inspiring, with children across the country writing to pledge that they would no longer visit circuses with any animals. Our heartfelt thanks, Bollywood actors, for your many devoted efforts. Your shining stars are surely lighting the way to a kinder world for all our deserving animal friends.
Save our planet. Past civilizations offer wisdom of experience. With humans' current course leading to what scientists at the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change describe as the worst-case scenario for global warming, the outcome for Earth and humanity can seem uncertain indeed. During a climate change video conference last Saturday in Lomé, Togo, honored guest Supreme Master Qinghai provided deep spiritual insights to our planet's future choices while drawing from past incidents on both Earth and Mars. A conference guest asked how many times major events comparable to the current global warming situation had occurred in human history.
At least two major times that our planet has undergone major destruction due to detrimental human activities. And you may have heard that our neighboring planet, Mars, is another one that has gone through something similar to what the Earth is facing today. However, most of the people on Mars did not know or did not listen that the veg diet was the solution. But we do know now, and we try to spread this message to let as many people as possible to know about this solution, to give the time to change and save this beautiful planet before it's too late. I pray that our civilization will be different. The Martians went through destruction once and never forgot the painful lesson, and they were kind enough to send their message for Earth humans through our contact. Their message is, be virtuous. Save your home before it is too late. I do hope so. I do hope we save our home. Help us.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for sharing this rare knowledge and join in the heartfelt wish that our civilization indeed will choose the path of compassionate living to ensure a safe world for all. Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet. Water expert urges plant-based trend. According to Dr. Peter Glake, president of the California USA-based Pacific Institute for Studies in Development, Environment and Security, some 70,000 liters of water are used to make 1 kilogram of beef. Dr. Glake, author of the recently published The World's Water 2008-2009, added in comparison that it takes only 1,000 liters of water to make a kilogram of grain. He said, "We must seriously consider rethinking our diet." Our earnest appreciation, Dr. Glake, for bringing greater awareness to the massive water consumption of the meat industry. Let us better treasure our extraordinary planet and our resources by adopting a plant-based diet today. During an interview with Ireland's East Coast FM radio in August 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai further explained the manifold ways that the veg lifestyle diet helps preserve our earth.
I could tell you a little bit about vegetarian diet, how beneficial it is. We conserve 70% clean water, save up to 80% of the Amazon forest from clearance for animal grazing, and it would free up to 3.5 million hectares of land annually. It free up to 760 million tons of grain every year. Half of the world's grain supply, can you imagine that? Consume 2/3 less fossil fuel than those used for meat production. Reduce pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintain clean air. Save 4.5 tons of emission per U.S. household per year. And it will stop 80% global warming.
Save our planet. The Chinese company Jianquao Bamboo and Wood, which began as a sustainable flooring company, has expanded to now produce a variety of green products that include bamboo keyboards.
Save our planet. Villagers from Golia in Ganjam District, India divert water from the Bagawa Reservoir to replenish a drying pond and save 500 freshwater turtles living there.
Save our planet. St. Silas Church is set to become the first church in London, UK, to replace its entire rooftop with solar tiles, enabling the building to sustainably generate 47% of its energy needs and reduce carbon emissions by over 7,000 kilograms each year.
Save our planet. In the US, the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the Department of Energy are partnering to allocate $16 billion US dollars for a joint mission to help weatherize and retrofit homes for the greatest energy efficiency.
How are you, friends? I'm Molly the Moose, and it's a vegan, meaning animal-free diet for me. To help out your dog or cat friends, there are natural flea repellents made out of pure, organic, essential oils and herbs. Lavender, tea tree, and eucalyptus are some of the ones used. You can find them online. And if you'd like, there are also recipes and directions on how to make your own flea repellent collars. They're pretty cool. Thank you for your attention, and thanks a lot for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Here's our weather around the globe.
Thank you.
In humanitarian news, Zambian President Rupia Banda has vowed to safeguard the right to life of all his country's citizens. President Banda has pledged to follow in the footsteps of his predecessor, the late Dr. Levi Mwanawasa, who also took a pro-life stance with respect to inmates during his 7-year tenure as the nation's president. Our gratitude, President Rupia Banda, for your compassionate approach. May the precious lives of all God's creation be honored and respected.
In community news, the poster child for Sickle Cell Disease Association in America meets President Obama. Gabriel George, age 10, and others who are working to improve existing services for people with sickle cell disease talked about the red blood cell disorder with the president. Gabriel has managed to stay quite healthy, which his mother attributes to his vegetarian diet and prayer. Gabriel plays the violin and enjoys taking photos and riding his bike. Kudos, Gabriel, on your advocacy and smart diet. It sure is good for you, the animals, and our planet. May you and all other young people be blessed with joy, well-being, and bright promise. Coming up, Yunlin County in Formosa, Taiwan promotes vegetarianism in schools. We'll just answer the cat's knock and come back. More befitting news on Supreme Master Television when we return.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, cooling news for a friendly world. In good governance news, a county in Formosa or Taiwan promotes vegetarianism in schools. The Yunlin County Council of Formosa approved a proposal by Councillor Liao Qingxiang, which suggested having 2 days of vegetarian meals per week in all elementary and high schools in the county. Yunlin Magistrate Su Jiefen said it's a global environmental trend and he will make a plan to implement it in schools. Principal Yeo Shu-ing of Chongde Junior High School of Yunlin County, the teachers and students there, agree with the new vegetarian plan to help the planet. We tip our green hats, Councillor Liao Qingxiang, for your proposing a diet of kindness. Our sincere thanks, Yunlin Magistrate Su Jiefen, Principal Yeo Shu-ing, teachers and students at Chongde Junior High School, for your wise support of an earth-saving lifestyle. With heaven's abundant grace, may our home planet soon be full of happy vegan inhabitants.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled, The Way to Paris.
Two drunks talk to each other. Hey, what is the quickest way to get to Paris? The other say, are you walking or driving? The first one say, driving. The second one say, that's the quickest way.
And now for our viewers' heartline. DT watched Longwood Gardens, the world's premier horticultural showplace, on a journey through aesthetic realms on Supreme Master Television. These gardens in Pennsylvania are one of the most beautiful botanical gardens in the United States.
I love Longwood Gardens. The Botanical Garden of Montreal, Canada is just as amazing. DT from the USA.
Nature-loving DT, these magnificent places bring us so much joy and tranquility. May our world continue to be adorned with flowers and gardens which are a feast to our eyes and a soothing balm for our minds. Wishing you God's plentiful blessings to you and your loved ones.
Do you have a heartline today? Your comments and news from your area of the world are much appreciated. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Stay tuned for more constructive programs on Supreme Master Television, accessible for viewing all around the world, 24 hours a day.
May your life be filled with the glory and wonder of heaven.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. Members of the U.S. Air Force provide free eye medical and dental assistance to residents of Azua Dominican Republic as part of its humanitarian outreach efforts.
Mr. Chen, a young man from China, made the quick decision to drive his vehicle into a BMW that was sliding down a hill in time to save a 6-year-old girl who would have otherwise been hit by the moving car.
Hollywood stars convene in Los Angeles, California, USA to support the raising of millions of dollars for multiple sclerosis at the 16th annual race to erase MS, which also launches Multiple Sclerosis Awareness Month.
In recent studies, University of Cambridge archaeologists in the UK find clues suggesting that crops like millet were first cultivated in China, indicating that farming originated there before moving west.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov's meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington, D.C., USA, kindles optimism for their nation's renewed relations.
An international study on obesity found that since up to 90% of food-related TV advertisements promote junk food at times when children are likely to watch, banning them would contribute to healthier youth.
After 4 young kittens lose their mother, Australian shepherd Lakota Lou of Washington, USA, readily adopts and cares for them.
Recent studies found that a raw or fresh food diet can help reduce the risk of certain diseases such as heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers, while increasing bone strength and vitality.
Public transportation agency Transport for London begins a trial in the UK's capital city of the Intelligent Speed Adaptation System, which keeps vehicles driving at or below speed limits.
US software company Microsoft recognizes Egyptian scientist Dr. Hamad Baha Eden Mohammed with a Microsoft Award in software engineering field, which is the company's highest honor.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.